This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And also remember, we are on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio all around the nation. So welcome aboard. Also visit newcaliforniastate.com. We're right in the throes of creating the 51st state. You might want to definitely jump on board with this. No more old California for you or anybody else, actually. It's all gone. It's all over. Old California is going to, well, become a shell of itself. It's already going that direction. Today is day 18. Of the financial collapse of California. We're just ticking it down. California running out of other people's money, even though they want to save some money, so they don't want to execute those convicted of some of the most heinous crimes ever committed. That's because the governor has a soft spot. He loves criminals. He loves the violence. He loves seeing people mutilated. That's Gavin Newsom. No compassion for you if you're a victim. If you're the victim of some radical rapist, somebody who dismembers people, wanton murderers, mass murderers, in Gavin Newsom's ideal, we can't execute them because murderers have feelings too. And those of you that are victims of those murderers, too bad for you. Yeah, that's what we face here in California. And now we're trying to face it in the nation because who comes out in support of this? The new Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, Robert Sullivan. No, I'm sorry, Robert O'Rourke. Yeah, the so-called presidential candidate his candidacy is running on the notion that you can lose to win. Right. See how that's going to work out for everybody. Somebody who has absolutely no experience in the real world, but that's okay. We'll roll him out. We'll trot him out with the rest of them. We'll have pretty boys, pretty white boys, actually, running for president. See, you know, it could be Gavin Newsom of California who's going to run for president, and vice president would be Beto O'Rourke. Now, those of you that don't like white men, the left who are into the hate mode of white men, what's wrong with you guys? No hypocrisy there developing. Can't you see the ticket? Come on, give me a break. Anyway, you got a lot of other things going on here. John McCain, we're going to spend some time on him in the first hour because, you see, John McCain was all in on the Russia scandal that went nowhere. In fact, some people say he may have been actually the chief architect to try and dispose of Donald Trump. Even before Donald Trump became president, then, of course, as Donald Trump was opening up his candidacy and then becoming president, the derailment syndrome of those that wanted to create a coup d'etat. John McCain was all in on this one. And the other big, big story, this is a really big show, and that is the Oroville Dam. It leaks. In fact, it's leaking like a sieve. Yet they'll just tell you it's just normal seepage through the front of that brand new spillway they spent $1.1 billion on. Guess what? It's leaking like a sieve. And all that roller compacted concrete, all that stuff is going to turn to mush. And we're going to be right back to square one. But on top of that, so many other things going on with the Oroville Dam. The potential for loss of life is back with us again. You may recall when we were covering the Oroville Dam back in 2017, that what was going on there was a near murder for 1 million U.S. citizens living in California, in the Northern California area. Even Sacramento would have been affected and flooded out. 40 miles past Sacramento, the inundation zone would have run, killing as many as 1 million people and wiping out one of the largest rice-producing areas of the world. Yeah, think of the famine that could occur there. Hey, what could possibly go wrong with a flood of that nature, right? Well, now we're back at it again. And by the way, what's going on in Nebraska? Dam failure? That whole area up there, the extreme weather? Weather. You know, like weather modification business, right? Yeah, a little bit of weather modification goes a long way. Now, guess what? What's happening here in Northern California with this weather modification business? El Nino. Heavy rains expected. It's warming temperatures. And guess what? The snow melt is at risk of overtopping the Oroville Dam. Again, it's kind of like a repeat from 2 years ago. Gee, what could possibly go wrong with that scenario, you ask? Well, I ask it too. What could possibly go wrong? Well, nothing. Nothing. Just a normal washout of one of the world's largest earthen dams, the highest in the United States, 900 feet. Overtops at 899.9 feet. I was there on the 11th of February 2017 watching the overtopping take place. It was overtopping and endangering lives. Oh, I'm sorry, it was endangering the lives of all the salmon, you know, the fisheries. After all, that was the reason why they allowed it to overtop. They didn't want to wash out potentially hundreds of miles of fishery, they said, because the main spillway was broken. They didn't want to risk it. So they chose fish over humans. That's what they... You cannot make this logic up, right? You just can't make it up. But that's the way they think about these things. So we're going to be talking about that. And then Scott Adams is going to join us in the third hour. We've got a lot to cover, a lot of ground to cover. He hasn't been on in a while, so he's doing his three-hour stint right now. Red State Talk Radio, of course, and the other channel, and also in, I believe, he's in the East Coast market in Philadelphia. So he's going to be joining us. Okay, so let's get down to it. Let's find out. This is a feature that, of course, is brought to you by the Epoch Times. Joining forces with Red State Talk Radio, the Epoch Times, the premier newspaper that the president reads every day on his desk. The Epoch Times. John McCain and the Russiagate scandal. Listen to this. Now, this people have been wondering, you know, if you read Trump tweets, you get it. You totally get it with the Trump tweets. What happens is he comes out and just starts tweeting his little heart out. You know, he stops at 11 o'clock at night. He starts at 3 o'clock in the morning. I understand that sleep problem. I get it. Just to kind of give you a little smidgen. I like the word smidgen, right? Not even smidgen. Scotch. A scotch or smidgen, you know. This is the latest, came out 48 seconds ago, it says. Seconds. God, we're on it. Joe Biden got tongue-tied over the weekend when he was unable to properly deliver a very simple line about the decision to run for president. Get used to it, another low IQ individual.
Oh, no.
Well, you know how it is. See, now you got Beto O'Rourke in his hands. Now you got Joe Biden in his IQ. 93% approval rate in the Republican Party. Thank you. This is Donald Trump. All coming back to the U.S., so is everyone else. We now have the best economy in the world, the envy of all. Get that big. Beautiful plant in Ohio. He's talking to the people in General Motors. Make America great again. It's exactly what we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
from the Enemy Within file, before I get into the John McCain thing, article here. Teen stabbed about 100 times and set on fire in MS-13 murder, police say. Are you hearing me, Gavin Newsom? What would happen if Gavin Newsom had a family member and this happened to them? Would he want the death penalty? I want you to think about that, Gavin. I want you to have some empathy for the victims of the criminals, the 737 criminals that you're commuting their death sentence for. They've been tried, run through the system ad nauseum, millions upon millions spent to give them a proper defense, and they got it, and they lost. But you want to save their lives. That's okay, but imagine that happening to one of your family members, being stabbed 100 times and set on fire. I'm sure you'd want them to live, right? I'm sure that's a good order for everybody to understand. These guys, obviously, and other people, obviously, in California, feel empowered. You know, you got Prop 47, which is extended into 2020, 2022 now, by legislation. Legislative fiat. The people were never asked about this again. It was a proposition that, the people said it, we can just extend it. Sure. And no one asked Gavin Newsom even lied as he was being so-called elected in the sham election of the governor. The whole setup, I mean, how stupid do you think people really are after a while? You kind of get it, that how stupid that was. But here we are, and don't worry, I'll get to McCain. I'm getting there. This is an article from Stafford, Virginia. Teen stab about 100 times and set on fire in MS-13 murder, police say. Five MS-13 gang members have been arrested in connection to the death of a 16-year-old whose mutilated body was found in Stafford County, Virginia, according to law enforcement. The body of 16-year-old Jackson Chicas was discovered near a wooded area in Rappahannock River, east of Fredericksburg city limit, around 4:30 Saturday. Investigators now believe the gang turned on Chicas, a fellow member, stabbing him about 100 times and setting his body on fire. Prince George's County Major Brian Riley said at a press conference on Friday. On Thursday, investigators determined that Chicas was killed inside of a home in Prince George's County during a gang meeting at the home of the Clique's leader on March 8th. At that meeting, the reasons which are under investigation, there was a confrontation and the 16-year-old was attacked and killed like vicious pack animals that they are. They probably peed on his body. You know, you got to mark the spot, right? The suspects then drove his body to Stafford County, where authorities found the burning corpse around 5 a.m. March 9th, Riley said. Investigators were able to identify Chicas, who had been reported missing in Virginia after they released a photo of a tattoo on his left arm. Remember, you got to burn those tats off, guys. Come on. What's wrong with you morons? I'm sorry, monsters. Are you listening, Gavin? Investigators were able to identify Chicas, and then police believe the victim and the suspects are members of the MS-13 gang that operates in Fairfax County, but their leader, identified as Jose blah blah, I'm not going to give his name, lives in Prince George's County. The five suspects, I'm not going to say their name, face charges of first-degree murder and other related charges. He was stabbed around 100 times, Riley said. That goes to how violent this attack was. Right. Let's see what the good... You know, I'm a little bothered. I'm going to listen to this. We're going to chime in on this and see if we got any audio here. They always turn the volume.
...that has involved several jurisdictions. It has landed here in Prince George's County. We've assumed lead in this homicide investigation. And now that we've had some time... to look at what we've got, the evidence and such. We have an update for the community. Providing us with that update is our commander of the Criminal Investigations Division. It is Major Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y. He'll take you through the things that we know at this point, and then we'll take questions at the end. Thanks.
Good afternoon. Just want to give you an update about how it is we got to where we are right now here in Prince George's County. So back on Saturday, March 9th, just prior to 5 o'clock in the morning, a Stafford County, Virginia, deputy sheriff was traveling along River Road when he saw a small fire on the side of the road. As he stopped, got out of his vehicle, he approached. He discovered our victim in this case suffering from multiple injuries throughout his body, to include being set on fire. Our victim was pronounced deceased, and our victim's name is Jackson Pineda Chicas, a 16-year-old Hispanic male who lives in Fairfax, Virginia. And
okay, so there you have it. There, you got a little bit of a flavor from the Prince George's folks in the lead investigator on this. So they arrested five, and of course they're all innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And then what? Set free if you're in California, right? Might as well. That's what they're doing in Sanctuary State. Of course, that's, I don't know if that's a violation of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, but it sounds like it. It sounds like it to me. Probably. That's California. I have no idea if Stafford, Virginia, or that whole area, if it's sanctuary or not. I don't think it is. So, thank God it's not in California, right? Don't worry, Gavin. I'm sure you're going to have yours to face, too. Grisly murders coming the governor's way. It always happens, especially when you open up the floodgates for criminals to take over your state. Okay. Let's get into the John McCain business. Interesting, the news agencies that are just not covering this story. I find it very, very telling, actually, when a news agency does not tell the story, such as what's going on with John McCain. And it's kind of interesting when you take a look at the Epoch Times covers it. Deposition reveals late Senator McCain's role in Spygate scandal. By Jeff Carlson. David Kramer, a longtime associate of the late John McCain, revealed in an unsealed deposition that he had contact with at least 14 members of the media regarding the Steele dossier, a collection of 17 memos containing unverified allegations against Donald Trump. Ah. Additionally, Kramer gave a full copy of the unverified dossier to then senior director for Russian affairs at the National Security Council, Celeste Wallander, Representative Alan Kitzinger, and then House Speaker Paul Ryan's chief of staff, Jonathan Birx. Shocking. Shocking. Paul Ryan involved. I mean, really? As if we didn't expect it that he would be involved, right? Kramer also provided a briefing in early December 2016 on the dossier to both Wallander and Victoria Nuland, then the Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasian Affairs. Kramer also provided ongoing updates to Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson, former MI6 spy, and dossier author Christopher Steele, and others, members of the media, regarding McCain's meeting with FBI Director James Comey. Shocking! James Comey and John McCain working together. I think it's, you know, I got to tell you, I got a craving right now for some popcorn and soda pop. No wonder Donald Trump has been kind of getting the itchy finger for McCain. Just saying.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so we're taking a long look here. Spygate reveals late Senator John McCain's role. Deposition from Spygate. And here we are right in the throes of this. We've got the usual suspects involved with this. MI6, spy Glenn Simpson, who is and the author, Christopher Steele of that dossier. Talks about different meetings in the story here that we're covering. This is from Epoch Times, Jeff Carlson. Kramer, in his deposition, confirmed that he was BuzzFeed's news source for the dossier. David Kramer. Pictures that are provided here from courtesy of the McCain Institute. Don't you hate it when this happens? Yeah, the McCain Institute. So David Kramer, let's get back to who this character was. David Kramer, a longtime associate of the late Senator John McCain, revealed in an unsealed deposition that he had contact with at least 14 members of the media regarding the Steele dossier, a collection of 17 memos containing unverified allegations that we now know to be totally false and made up. You know, the golden shower thing, right, that Donald Trump was supposed to have committed. Right. So David Kramer, John McCain's good buddy, which has certain connotations to the term, good buddy, I might add, was running around giving all this information, the fake information that was provided by Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, right, which was being funded by Hillary Clinton. Now, this David Kramer was running around selling. You get the drift here. I don't think a lot of people really totally get the drift, so that's why I'm kind of review. This is review for some of you and new for some of you. So this is how it goes. So Steele, had been hired by Simpson on behalf of the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee to produce the so-called Steele dossier on Trump. So they're creating this phony document to begin with. How's Paul Manafort doing today? Kramer in his deposition confirmed that he was BuzzFeed's news source for the dossier. BuzzFeed published the dossier online in January 2017, resulting in a defamation lawsuit by Alexei Gubarov, whose company, XBT Webzilla, was mentioned in the dossier. The Epoch Times covered the court case in a previous article. McCain famously denied ever providing a copy of the dossier to BuzzFeed, telling the Daily Caller on October 18, 2017, "I gave it to no one except for the director of the FBI. I don't know why you're digging this up now." Kramer, who is an affiliate senior fellow at the McCain Institute, revealed in his deposition that he had been in contact with 14 journalists and producers about the dossier. Here we go. Here are his contacts. You know, there's another story we're going to be covering, and that's about those 12 senators who turned against the president. Gee, I call them the modern slave traders. They're 12 slave traders. I mean, we've got to tell the truth about those guys, right? But here comes the list. The contacts included ABC's Brian Ross, BuzzFeed, Ken Bezinger, CNN, Carl Bernstein. Shocking. Carl Bernstein looking for a new scoop. The Guardian's Julian Borger. McClatchy, Peter Stone, and Greg Gordon. Mother Jones, David Korn, NPR, Bob Little, and Rochelle Martin. The Washington Post, Tom Hamburger, and Rosalind Heldeman, and Fred Hyatt. The Wall Street Journal, Alan Cullison. Kramer, who doesn't appear to have spoken with the New York Times, noted that both Simpson and Steele were speaking to the Times directly because they felt it required investigation by a serious news outlet, and they seem to have chosen the Times at that point. And more of this. Kramer said he was initially approached about the Steele dossier on November 19, 2016, by Sir Andrew Wood, the former British ambassador to Russia, during a meeting in the Halifax International Security Forum in Nova Scotia, Canada. Kramer knew Wood previously from their mutual expertise on the Russia. Notably, Wood may have worked on behalf of Steele's company, Orbis Business Intelligence. That's this OBS or OBI group. He was referenced in a UK court filing as an associate of Orbis, and Kramer referred to Wood as an advisor to Orbis in his deposition. Wood had been previously briefed on the dossier by Steele in London. Kramer said that Wood told him he was aware of information that he thought I should be aware of and that Senator McCain might be interested in, McCain said. McCain, Wood, and Kramer would meet later that afternoon on November 19, 2016, in a private meeting at the Halifax Conference. Doesn't this stink? And you wonder about McCain. I'll tell you that there's a lot of Vietnam veterans who don't wonder about McCain at all. This is right down his alley, isn't it, guys? All you veteranos out there from Vietnam, you knew. I'll tell you what my father-in-law knew. Three tours Vietnam, he knew. He knew exactly what was going on, and this would be right down the alley of John McCain. Kramer ascribed the word collusion three times to Wood in his deposition. Wood also mentioned that there was the possibility of a video of a sexual nature that might have shown the president-elect in a compromising situation, according to Kramer. Wood said that if it existed, that it was from a hotel in Moscow when president-elect, before he was president-elect, had been in Moscow. Oh. Just like Michael Cohen had been to all these different places in Eastern Europe? Wow. Of course, he never was there. In fact, we know he wasn't because we were on the phone with him one day when he was supposed to be there. No such video was ever uncovered or given to Kramer. Kramer testified in the following deposition or description of the video. The senator turned to me and asked if I would go to London to meet with what turned out to be Mr. Steele. Kramer traveled to London and met with Mr. Steele on November 28, 2016. Kramer reviewed all the memos during the meeting with Steele, but wasn't provided with a physical copy of the dossier. In response to a question regarding Steele's sources, Kramer noted that there was a piece of paper in which the names were there. Kramer testified that he recognized some of the names on the paper that Steele purported to be his sources. Notably, the sources were second and third hand, as both Steele and Kramer testified that there was an intermediary between Steele and the sources. He noted that Steele told him that the information in the dossier needed to be corroborated and verified, and according to Kramer, Steele said he did not feel that he was in a position to vouch for everything that was produced in this. So he's already distancing himself before he even gives it to anyone. This shows you how phony it was. But the article goes on and really shows you how much McCain wanted it to be, well, what it turned out not to be. No golden showers for you, John McCain, right? Oh, I'm sorry, for the president. Maybe golden showers for you right now, Mr. McCain. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Thank you.
Okay, we got a situation, another terrorist attack, manhunt after shooting on Dutch tram, wounds many. We don't know all the answers yet, but as things start to come to us, we will definitely get back to you on that, and we will definitely find out all the information that we possibly can about it. It doesn't seem in the early going here, what they've been talking about from the reports that we were getting is that, and I'm looking at things, that they see no relationship to what was going on in New Zealand, which brings me up to the other topic, the shooter in this whole incident in New Zealand. Now, the tinfoil hat came on. I was shown video of the shooting incident itself, and I was quite disturbed because some of the stuff did not look real. From my standpoint, from my perspective, from my opinion, and I know about these weapons and how they're used and used them and hundreds of rounds later type thing, so I get it. But I did not understand the whole setup about what was going on, especially in the malls, because a lot of it, from a shooter's perspective, did not make any. It made sense if it wasn't real. And now that's a problem for me in terms of interpretation. I get it. You can say that, fine. That's just my interpretation. So I have some issues with that. I also have the issue with the whole so-called white supremacist BS that's going on about this guy. He obviously, from if you start to read his dossier, his own dossier, his manifesto, you realize this guy is just a wacko environmentalist. That's really what he is. He's a wacko environmentalist. Wow, shocking, right? Sort of fits in right with the left, doesn't it? So we go out and kill a bunch of so-called, purportedly kill a bunch of Muslims in a mass murder. 50, they say. And it's a white supremacist issue, transference to Donald Trump, right? How we made that leap is it pretty amazing once you start to read his manifesto. He's a wacko environmentalist who seems to hate everybody. That's just what I'm looking at. Which, if you take a look at a lot of these environmentalists out there, they seem to hate everybody too. Let's take somebody like a Gavin Newsom, governor of California. He hates everybody, doesn't he? I mean, obviously, he's not a lawful guy. He doesn't respect the rule of law, so therefore, you know, anybody who wants to be killed, it's okay with him by his thugs. He's going to release more people. We understand that they're releasing criminals in California, and he's okay with that. They're raping and maiming people and murdering people. He's okay with that. The rule of law doesn't apply to any thug or monster such as what we've been seeing in California running around. So therefore, okay. So he fits right in with that. And he's white, by the way. Gavin Newsom, haven't you checked? He's white. So is Beto. And they both support the same things. So I think they're going to be a good ticket to run against Trump. I really do. Beto and Hoto. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that one. So we have these people out there that are reporting to be, well, how would you say altruistic, whatever, but it's wrong what they're doing. And the people that surround Newsom, man, talk about Star Wars scene. When he came out and announced the other day about this whole thing about the situation with the death row folks, he was surrounded. It looked like a scene from Star Wars. It really did. Check it. We'll check it. I've been wanting to put it up on. Some things I censor. It won't make it to Agenda 21 Radio, or to the other sites. Just won't make it because I just don't think it's appropriate. So anyway, taking a look at that shooting out there. Now we've got this other shooting, a manhunt on for shooting on Dutch tram, wounds many, developing. This is from Associated Press. It's in the Netherlands. Authorities immediately raised a terror alert from there. They do not, says it's left one person dead now and multiple people injured. And it's in the Utrecht is the town or the city, about 300,000 in the Netherlands is where it says. A German police spokesman and German authorities near the border were initially told to look out for a red Renault Clio compact sedan, but were later told it had been found abandoned in Utrecht. There was no immediate confirmation that on that from Dutch police. So that is going on. But there's no connection. At least that's what they're saying right now. Absolutely no connection to what was going on in the other situation. So I'm sure that at some point in time, people are going to want to connect the dots and get those dots connected and find out what's really, truly going on with all these people, all these situations. Just it's really tragic to see this sort of thing happening. It really, truly is in our world. Of course, we have the other big story. We're going to get into that, I think, in the next hour. We have Scott Adams coming up on the third hour, so we're going to be talking a lot of politics. So I'm sort of saving some things, if you know what I mean. Oroville Dam. Another one, though. Nebraska Dam breaks. Historic floods hit Nebraska and, of course, the middle of the nation, the breadbasket. Isn't that amazing? Some of the headlines say it's about as bad as it gets in Nebraska. Breaking down dams, right? Freeing things up. Says here some rivers begin to fall, but Missouri still surges. So they've got these floods just ravaging the whole area. Off at Air Force Base runways and hangars, there's flooded valley. Missouri Valley residents see damage for the first time come back. This is something that's going to continue to grow as a big problem, especially as the, there's more water coming. More rain is on the way. Not only the Midwest, but for California. 161% of normal this year. Problems and issues at the dam? You betcha. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. You know, some of the stories that haven't really gotten out there, there was a story about a week ago that we're covering on Agenda 21 Radio. And again, this is something: radical Muslims murder 32 Nigerian Christians in torched church in brutal attack. Speaking about MS-13, right? Radical Muslims murdered 32 Christians. This is by Emily Jones on CBN, Christian Broadcast Network. Radical Muslims murdered more than 30 Christians in Nigeria. This is last week. This is just the latest account of systematic Islamic violence towards Christian followers in that country. The Guardian reports that Fulani herdsmen assaulted the Christians around 4 a.m. in Karamar village in the Maro district of Kaljuro. The herdsmen reportedly set fire to several houses and a church, and the terrorists then sporadically shot at families trying to escape the blaze, killing 32 people. Local government officials condemned the vicious attacks, and the state government has been assured that the security agencies are working assiduously to contain the situation. This is not the first time. It goes on to account for a whole bunch of other murders against Christians in that area. So, you know, no one reported that in the mainstream media, did they? Nope. That and then there's others that you haven't heard about. We're going to continue to bring this to you, though, so that there is some balance that about what is going on in the world. And maybe Judge Jeanine had it right, huh? Just maybe. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.